I was just talking about how this love is developed. Everybody wants we should have love for God. But God we have not seen. How can we develop love for God unless we see Him? We come in contact with Him. We enjoy His company. So for that we have to love some human soul at which God is manifest. For the God in Him. So, how to develop love for Him? That's the point. That the human soul at which that power is working, God is manifest, we should develop those very qualifications or attributes what He has got. Suppose He is a good painter. He likes painting. Yes, you develop painting. So at the time of developing painting, you are remembering always Him for whom you are doing all these things. Isn't it? Constant remembrance will come in. When you will be a good painter, naturally he will draw his attention because that qualification is in him. Suppose he is a good singer. He likes singing. He wants poetry, verse. Develop that thing within you. So poets are half saints, I tell you. So when you develop that thing, naturally that when that will go to him, he will attend it. And when preparing for that, all the time you are thinking of him. Keep somebody in your mind so that you may react in his mind. When you remember somebody, suppose the disciple remembers his master, the God in him, and the master remembers whom? The disciple. Actually, action goes on. So first thing is, we should develop those qualifications which are within the master. You see? For instance, I gave an example. Man, master is very good handwriting he's got. Like some officer, some appointments are vacant, you see, and he asks for applications in writing. They come up, there are hundreds of applications, and their appointments only few, 10, 20. Go on, whatever, any application which is in good handwriting, you take it out. Because that very qualification is in him already. So first thing, if you want to develop love for somebody, just develop those qualifications which are within him. Those attributes. Try to develop that though. In the very time you are developing, you see, you are remembering all the same him. You are acting both ways. At heart, you see, keep somebody in your body, you will reside in the heart of whom you are remembering, you see. One. And then all the time you are developing that qualification or attribute, you are also remembering it outside, developing that thing that would attract him. So that is the first thing required. There is no question whether you are in his presence or away. Develop that qualification. I gave you so many examples, you see. One I gave about Bulleh Shah. Bulleh Shah was a disciple of Shah Inayat. For some reason he was initiated, he was a Sayyid of high caste among the Mohammedans. So he was afraid of what the people would say. His man belonged to the high caste, has gone to someone who is of the lower caste. So he sent some disciples of his to go to Bulleh Shah and chanting, go and tell that Bulleh Shah is their brother. When they reach there in the street in which Bulleh Shah lived, you see, they call, where is Bulleh Shah? He is our brother in faith. The people went to, your brothers have come. He was afraid of what people would say, he belongs to high caste, why has he gone to one who is of the lower caste? No, they are not my brother. They came away and told to the Anayat Shah that he says we are not his brothers. Say, all right, we won't send water. You see, won't water his field, you see. What is a disciple? Disciple, he gets attention, water of life from the master, only then he's all right. Otherwise, if that is stopped, so with little thought of the master, the very ground of the disciple is watered, you see. So that was stopped. Now the man who had that blessing before has been deprived of that. Then he could not help now. How can he approach the master? What phase he has got to go to the master? Tell him that I am not a disciple, you see. So he thought that his master was very fond of hearing poetry, verse, loving songs. Right? Now what did he had no, I mean, no taste for that, but he had to dwell for that purpose. You see, he went to a dancing girl whose profession was like that. He remained with them for months and learned singing, you see, served them free, day and night. When he dwelt that singing within him, then he, the day, weekly, they went to just sing the songs to an acharya. He told them, well, look here, you got your these womanish clothes, you give me. I'll wear that and go, and today I'll sing before that master. So even he had those clothes of a woman, you see, he began to sing. Well, he was singing from his heart, you see. Naturally, radiation comes and the master says, oh, he's Bulla. He stood up and go and embraced him. And the people, usually they see from their own smoky glasses, oh, look here, here's the master. Well, he's gone down. His cat is out of the bag now. You see, the same thing. Then he said, Bulla, well, take off these clothes so that the people may know who you are. He said, no, I'm not. I'm who has just left you, you see. I've done a heinous crime to be, not to be called as your disciple. That's all. How he succeeded? On account of the attributes and qualification what the master had. He was fond of hearing, you see, singing. So he dwelt that singing to please him. The one example I said. There are others too. Lord Rama, he was exiled for 14 years. One Shivri, you see, some girl in the wilderness, in the forlorn places, she heard of that the Lord Rama is coming here. He will be coming barefooted. Then these thorns will prick his feet. So he is always clearing the ways. What for? All the time, love is done not necessarily by seeing, but by hearing too. He heard the Lord is coming. He will be walking on earth barefooted. So he cleared the all ways with his brush, you see, so that the all thorns will be cleared and they may not break the feet of the Lord Rama who will come. And also he wanted what she would offer him to eat. In the wilderness there was nothing, only berries, you see. She would just taste of the one berry here, which is sweet, she would keep in her pocket or in his lap. When he came here and this Lord Rama went where? There were great yogis there living, but Lord Rama never went to them first. He went to the Shivri, you see, who was all the time clearing the ways, this outer action, so that may help him, the thorns may not prick him, and all the things. He had the only, eaten, half-eaten berries, which he did only for the sake to know that what are sweet and what are not sweet. He ate that. So love knows no law, you see. Then he went to the yogishas there. There was a pond over there in which there were insects, you see. And they asked Lord Rama to just wash his feet in the pond, their tank there, so that those may be cleared of those insects. He said, no, you are yogishas, you are great yogis. Better you wash your feet and put your wash water there in the tank. That will be clear. All the yogis should also wash their feet in the tank, but the tank was not cleared of the insects. Then he said, no, Lord, your Lord Rama, you must wash your feet in the tank and the tank will be cleared. All right, try it. Feet were also washed in the tank and the tank was not cleared. Then Lord Rama told him, look here, no, wash the feet of the Shivri whom you saw. You see, hate it. when they wash the feet of the Shivani, there they take off the other. Those who love God, love Master, the God is in like that. Not that it is no matter of show. That very power is within you, knows every act of yours. What are you doing? What power you are doing? The very trendy knows where you are dwindling further. So love knows no show. Love knows service. Love knows sacrifice. Outer symbol of love is sweet tongue. You see? Sweet tongue imbued with humility. No show. This is naturally. You see, that's the outer symbol of one who has got love in him. So when you have dwelt that love, what you should do? That's your point. You must have, what you say, patience. You see? Perseverance. Go on with it. Just like the moth which burns itself on the flame of a candle, you see? Just like it never makes any voice, no sound. So those who want to love God, you see, they should come up only when they should care not for their name, fame, honor, this and that thing, you see. They leave every greatness they have got physically outside and lay down at His feet. Even they lose their life in sacrifice, even then they won't mention of it. You see. So this is a very delicate question, I would say. Those who have love for God or the God in man. Well, that is the relation between you and the God in him, and nobody else. You have to dwell that. People tell you this right or wrong. You are not. You go on dwelling that thing. When you dwell that thing, for that you have to have perseverance. That takes time. The work of the servant is to work, that's all. And it is for the master to see what he has to give to him. Tenth Guru, once there is a very nice horse, you see, Arabian horse, was offered to Tenth Guru. And then one said, all right, he should recite some sayings of the Guru with one single-mindedness, with no other thought, intervening during the time you are reciting that verse of the Guru saying, then I will give everything. One man came forward here, I will recite. He began to recite, went on. It was just nearing. He thought, no, what will Guru will give me? He thought of the horse that has come to me, that should be given to him. When he completed, all I give this horse to him. He said, poor fellow, you didn't know what I was going to give you. I was given to give you my own seat. You see? So it is not for you to judge things or request what you want, but it is for him to see what is really in your interest. So this is a different phase of love being discussed to you for the last week hour. Different phases, you see. How can you develop love? First, just develop those attributes which are in the Master. You see, he is a good painter, then develop painting. He is a singer, then develop singing. If you got any other interest, for instance, he is opening. Our Master, you see, had two very special things. One, he was always well, you see, excavating well for the good of the people at large, you see. And those people began to dig wells for him, you see. And he was pleased, you see. He wanted selfless service. He would never utter any word to him whether he is doing service or not. His eye was that. So he was very plain-speaking man. If you go to him, Master, this has been committed by him. All right. He will serve. But those who wanted to conceal from him, and we people, when we go to the Master, we simply always say, Master does not know anything. Master, you do not know this thing. This is something else. But he is at heart of heart. He knows what you say. As I was telling you yesterday, there is something in a gourd, in a jar of glass, what is in there. He sees what is in there. Even you can feel, he sees it, you see. So we should go with very clear, clean heart, with love for him, with all due deference for him. Then naturally you will get, he will give you his own self to you. So this is the way how we can dwell. Love for the Master, for the God in him. The attributes that he has dwelt in him, those you should try to dwell in you. And they are what? He wants love. No show. Strict obedience to what he says. Once he says something, obey. Literally obey. And what attributes have you dwelt in you? And when developing that, all the time you will have the sweet remembrance of the Master, you see, within and also outer too. So it is for the Master to see what he has to give. He has come only to give life. He has no other business, you see. He is life, light, and love. He wants to give you life, light, and love, you see. Only when you are just become receptive, then nothing stands between you and him. That's all. बात समझे हो, प्रेम करना जो चाहते हैं वो क्या करें, वो जो गुण गुरु में है वो अपने मजाक करो। उसके वो कौन से गुण है? हर के गुण हर भावने। He has got the same attributes and God has the name, you see. Those attributes of God are reflected in him. If you just adopt those attributes within your own life, then you will be loved by the Master and loved by the God in him, you see. As Christ said, those who love me, he will love it by my Father. And whom my Father will love, I will manifest myself to him. So all Masters said like so. So bhai, prem karna hai to baat samjhe ho. Jo guna so usme dhar usme nimrata hai. Meethi zaban hai. बगैर दिखावे की है, एक ही दर पर जाने वाले। कल कई मिसालें पेश की थी, जो जाने में आपस में प्यार से रहो। यू लव वन अनदर सो दैट दिस आई मे नो दैट यू आर लविंग इट, आई विल बी प्लीज। क्राइस्ट सेड लाइक दैट कि तुम आपस में प्यार से रहो ताकि लोग जाने कि यू आर कमिंग टू मी। तो ये है चीज जिससे प्यार बढ़ सकता है। आने जाने हाथ लगाने से मुक्ति नहीं होगी जब तक चीज को समझ नहीं रहे, उसको अपने जीवन में धारण नहीं कर रहे। ये चीजें किताबों में दी है, भरी पड़ी है, मगर कोई कहीं है, कोई कहीं है, कोई कहीं है। डाइजेस्ट तौर पर आपकी चीज सामने पेश की नहीं थी। इसको धारण करो, आपकी कल्याण हो।